Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Bobby from Tacoma is. Bobby, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning to Bobby and Steve. I've got to ask you to leave the studio now.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Bobby has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Where does the Muffin Man live?
Mulberry Lane?
No.
Pass.
What do you call a group of whales?
A pod.
Correct. How many states does Australia have?
5.
No.
6.
Yes. What 20th century conflict was called the Forgotten War?
Pass.
Who had the albums Mother's Milk and Blood Sugar Sex Magik?
Pass.
The temperature at which dew forms is called what?
Dew point.
Yes. In what organ of the human body would you find the cochlea?
Eye?
No.
Ear.
Yes. In what decade did Wham-O popularize the hula hoop?
70s.
No.
80s.
No.
90s.
No. Who played Doc Brown in Back to the Future?
Christopher Lloyd.
That's right. Who wrote the book The Origin of Species in 1859?
Freud.
No.
Pass.
What 20th century conflict was called the Forgotten War?
War 1812.
No. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. Not a bad score, Bobby.
Not bad.
And Steve has been tying a lot lately. I don't know what is in the air.
He has. Maybe he's off his game today.
Oh, no. Ryan Castle's rooting for him from outside the studio.
That's right.
Does that feel good?
It feels amazing.
Are you feeling ready, Steve?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Where does the Muffin Man live?
Muffin Man. Oh, man, we had this conversation on Drury Lane.
Yes. What do you call a group of whales?
A gaggle.
No.
A team.
No.
A willy.
No. How many states does Australia have?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. What 20th century conflict was called the Forgotten War?
20th century conflict. I don't know. The Forgiven War. The Forgotten War.
No.
Worthy of time.
No.
Pass.
Well, who had the albums Mother's Milk and Blood Sugar Sex
Magik? Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Correct. The temperature at which dew forms is called what?
Dewey Decimal System.
No.
Dew Time.
No.
Mountain Dew.
No. In what organ of the human body would you find the cochlea?
In the mouth?
No.
The tongue?
No.
The brain?
No. In what decade did Wham-O popularize the hula hoop?
50s.
Yes. Who played Doc Brown in Back to the Future?
Christopher Lloyd.
Correct. Who wrote the book The Origin of Species in 1859?
1859? Moses.
No. Steve?
Shakespeare?
No. Wow. You got 4 correct.
That's not good.
That is not good. It was not good enough to beat Bobby, who got 5.
I'm a winner.
Yeah, Bobby, nice work, my friend. Bobby was partying. Bobby did know
I have to apologize to Ryan Castle. He hyped me up for no good reason.
Bobby knew that a group of whales is called a pod.
A pod.
J-pod, K-pod, all the pods. How many states does Australia have? It is 6. And our friend Bobby also knew that.
I was going in the right direction.
The Forgotten War was the Korean War.
Okay.
The temperature at which dew forms is called the dew point. The organ of the human body where the cochlea is the ear.
Yeah.
And the origin of species was penned by Charles Darwin.
Oh, yeah, that would have never happened.
Yes. But you know what? There's another opportunity for you to try and not lose at 7:50 and again at 8:50, Steve. And for our friend Bobby, he would look very cool rocking the new I Beat Migs t-shirt, which is a Rock Shop exclusive, available at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a fabulous and fantastic feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and the messages are coming in, Steve.
Yep, someone has an issue with hats, and someone wants us to eat something.
We will slide into our VMs after Nirvana.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent? Or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Go ahead and leave us a voice message whenever you feel like it. It's available to you 24/7, 365. You just download the Odyssey app for your smartphone and have at it. Steve?
Yes.
What's it like this morning in there?
Let's start off with a little bit of a Mariners review when we went to the Mariners game. And this one is through the Odyssey app. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Daily Mix Show. This is Steven. It was nice seeing you, Migs, and Danny and Taryn all at the ball game last week.
It was awesome seeing Stevie, as always.
So great. He's just so positive and always gives a great hug.
Danny, thank you for the stickers. I appreciate it. It was nice seeing Lily.
Danny was handing out stickers like as if he was like a crack dealer.
He's our sticker daddy.
It was kind of fun to watch.
It's funny because our station just gives me stickers every time we go out. Now they're like, we know you like to hand these out. Here you go. And I just have like a stack of them.
He's like drunk with sticker power. We ended up in the press room and he's handing out stickers to like quote unquote competing radio shows, which I thought was awesome. I don't know if you even realized that.
No, I knew it.
Okay, good. Like, we're talking to one of our buddies, Bob from ESPN. Bob Stelton. I love that guy. And he's like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Danny. Here's a sticker. And I look at Bob, and Bob's like, thanks. And I'm sure in his head, he's just like, what the hell?
He went and put it on his laptop immediately after
He put it on his car, which I thought was really nice of Bob.
I snuck into the locker room as well, put it all over the Mariners' locker room. It was great.
Yeah. I saw Cal Raleigh had it on his helmet during the game. Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Moto Pizza was fan-freaking-tastic. I only had to wait 10 minutes for my food. It was well worth the wait. Oh, and by the way, when people buy hats, take your stupid stickers off. I don't want to see your hat size.
Uh-oh. I feel like it's targeted one person of the show.
I think there's a division here.
Okay, let's hear the rest.
I don't want to see anything like that. Take them off and wear your hat like a human being. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, Danny.
Well, I'm not a human being, Stevie. I am an alien, so I can leave stickers on my hat.
You know what's funny is that we were having that conversation baseball game. Taryn and I, you and Lily were in front of us. Lily found herself a really cool Mariners cap, your daughter.
Yeah.
And it was kind of it was very adorable, like looking at the two of you who were kind of dressed the same and had like a similar style hat on.
Yeah.
And you both had the stickers still on your hat.
Uh-huh. She was like a little mini me.
Yeah.
Which I thought was awesome. But so I'm like, Taryn, look at that. How cool is that? Look at the two of them. And then Taryn's like, do you keep stickers on your hat? I'm like, hell no. The moment I buy my hat, I take that sticker off. I feel like that trend just, it went right by me. I didn't even.
Same.
I remember when like people in my life were doing that and I always thought it was silly. And I've continued to think it's silly.
Yeah, no, I get it. You guys are just uncool. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
Old and out of touch.
Yeah, wear those stickers proudly.
Oh, the minute I get a hat, like I'm like peeling that damn sticker up. Do you keep the price tag too? Or
no.
You just okay.
Just no, come size. On, Steve. Let's not get crazy. Oh,
stupid Steve.
I think Danny just wants everybody to know how big his head is.
Yeah, so you keep the sticker that tells the size of your head, which is what, like I think a 9.5?
Yeah. 8, Steve. You're close, though. Yes. The size sticker, because it's gold and it's pretty.
The crazy thing is your head doesn't actually look that big, but when I've put your hat on, I'm like, my God, this man has a giant brain in there.
You know, I appreciate that in two different ways. It doesn't look big.
It doesn't until I put it on and I'm like, man, this looks like one of those novelty hats that are bigger. But when it's on your head, it doesn't look weird.
I had a friend tell me, she was like, oh, all guys say their heads are huge. And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, try my hat on. She's like, oh. I get it.
Yeah, I think mine's like a 7 and something, 3. I get snapbacks.
Size doesn't matter.
Thank you. Steve. It's the motion of the snapback.
Yes.
Yes. Check out our next voice message.
Just listening to What's in the Bag with the Creamer. And just want to let you know, my wife and I, we make it a habit now to try what you guys have tried because of that segment.
Okay, so yeah, Wednesdays at 9 o'clock-ish, we attempt to introduce each other to different types of food that we find at grocery stores. We call it What's in the Bag. If it's like a trending food item or just something that looks strange, we also put them up on our social media pages. Just look for our at Daily Migs, and you can see the different types of food and beverages that we've tried with What's in the Bag.
For instance, We love the Selena cookies.
Okay, those are the Selena Oreo cookies, and they were delicious.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I actually liked the walking tamale. My wife, not so much.
Okay, yeah, I think most of us agree with your wife.
Yeah.
Although one of the walking tamales, it's like a tamale that you don't even need to cook or refrigerate. It's just like in a bag, almost like a beef jerky thing.
Almost like a push-up pop that you push it up out of there.
Very strange.
The Netflix popcorn is now in our pantry at all times. Not too sure about this pistachio creamer just yet. It kind of sounds gross, but...
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, can't confirm.
It's still in the refrigerator. I don't think I'm ever... I'm going back to just drinking my coffee black.
Well, we'll give it a shot next time we're at Sprouts. We do have one thing that we think that you guys should try, and we just saw it on TikTok. It's raw onions.
I mean, I do that.
Yeah, me too.
I like my onion raw.
All right, two of the three of us then enjoy. I've never ate a raw onion.
But have you eaten raw onion?
Yeah, of course, but not like where I hold it like an apple and just go.
So good.
Oh, Walla Walla sweet onion? You can eat it like that.
You should check out Cooking with Holly B on TikTok. She has a raw onion recipe. And, well, before my wife and I try it, we want you guys to try it first. Keep rocking. Love the show.
All right, so I did find this Cooking with Holly B, which has like millions of viewers or followers on TikTok. I have no idea who the hell this person is, but they have a way of eating the onion. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Why do you look so disgusted by it? You eat an onion like an apple.
I just feel like this is the weirdest, like instructions for eating a raw onion doesn't sound like a recipe to me.
Well, I think they add more to it than just like you take the onion, you put it in your hand, you open your mouth, and you put your teeth on it. I think there's a little bit more to it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Let's eat an onion. I would never choose to eat it as an apple, but it's an option. Let's make Van's onion again. Lemon, olive oil, some flaky salt, pepper, babe. Some everything but the bagel seasoning. Gorge. It's giving lox. Capers, babe. Someone in my comments said that these taste the way cigarettes smell.
I don't know if I really want to try
this. Wait, she put capers on it?
It sounds like
I have capers at home.
I'm gonna do a little balsamic glaze. Gorge. She's stunning. Duh. Let's give it a taste. You know you want to.
I don't know if I do.
I would eat that.
I would.
Would you prepare it for us for next week?
Sure, I'll do that.
All right.
I'm kind of excited.
All right, you'll prepare it how Holly B prepares it?
I guess that's my only choice.
Yeah.
To do it her way.
All right, we'll give it a whirl next week then.
Okay, I'm excited for what's in the bag.
The Daily Migs Show.
You can enter for the chance to win your way into the global live stream of Black Sabbath's final show. It's called Back to the Beginning. Maybe you've heard of it. Totally
yes.
Sold out in Birmingham. And it's got sets planned from Metallica, Alice in Chains, Guns N' Roses, and more. And you can get all the details. Enter for the chance to win at KISW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yesterday, I had a little bit of time to kill with Barrett before martial arts class, so we decided to go and visit our local pet store.
That's funny because Sid and Tatum went to the pet store yesterday, too.
Did they get anything exciting?
No, but I feel like when you take your kid to a pet store, it almost becomes a pet museum.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's check and see what happened with you guys.
Barrett, where are we right now?
Pet store.
What did you take me here to see?
Snake.
How did you feel about that?
I mean, I'm warming up to the snakes.
Now that you've touched the snake?
Now that I've touched, I've befriended the snakes.
The Woodland Park Zoo brought actual snakes into the studio and you actually held a snake, yes. Conquering your fear.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
What kind of snakes?
Ball pythons.
And how many ball pythons are there here? Oh, that's a crested gecko.
No, right here it's cuter.
No, did it have a sign that said crested gecko? Okay, because like, you're saying it like you're like how my dad used to be. He would say things with such authority, like as if like he just knew this. And I'm like, Dad, there's a sign that I can read that too. Thanks.
I mean, he's getting better at reading. I don't know if he knows the word gecko yet, but we're working on it.
Is that a tarantula? Oh, that's a scorpion. Are you kidding me? Who would want a pet scorpion?
I wish we could move that to see it.
No way.
Oh,
what's that guy?
That is large.
That is a... What is that? Is that a bearded dragon? A bearded dragon?
It's definitely not an angry dragon.
No.
You. Okay, good.
And here's another one.
Oh, my gosh. You took me to the craziest place in the whole world. Yeah. What kind of animal from here would you want?
Fish.
A fish?
No.
What?
What
a snake.
He's all about getting a snake, huh?
And they were like baby ball pythons. I mean, they were teeny. The one that we had in studio was gargantuan.
Yeah.
These were like little bitty babies. They were pretty cute.
It's funny you brought up fish, though, because at the pet store, Sid came back. She's like, yeah, I think Tatum wants a fish.
Oh.
And all I could think was, well, who's cleaning this fish tank? Because Dad over here does not want to be responsible for that. So if you guys are bringing a fish into this world, that's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also saw a bunch of ferrets.
Okay, what animal is this?
Ferret.
What does a ferret look like? How could you describe it to somebody?
Short. Oh, he's going inside his little castle.
Do you like ferrets?
Yeah.
What would you rather have, a ferret or a ball python?
Ball python?
No!
And then feed the ferret to the ball.
Oh my god.
No.
No.
No, don't do that.
I'm sure they'd be excited about that.
No, you want a ferret, a ball python, and a hermit crab, and worms.
And worms? And who's going to clean?
Okay, go outside and play in the dirt. I got the worms taken care of.
We already have a worm farm right now. We're keeping 6 worms in our house at this moment.
Inside your house?
Yes, in a worm farm.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly why. Because of toddlers.
And worms. And who's going to clean all their pens and cages and stuff?
You and me.
Oh my gosh, I think this ferret really likes you. And then he was pretty cute because he realized that ferret rhymed with Barrett. And then was like, then he was real excited about ferrets.
But he wants a snake.
He definitely wants a snake. That is like top of his list of pets that he would like.
Now, for those that don't know, we did put together a little highlight reel of you holding a snake when the Woodland Park Zoo came here. So, I mean, maybe you'd be more willing to have a ball python in your house. Would you?
I don't know. I mean, that would have to be like a Brad and Barrett thing. Like, my husband and Barrett would have to be the snake people, and I would not want it anywhere near where I hang out.
But would you let it in the house?
I mean, I guess so. Oh, God, I really can't even fathom that, though. It's really hard.
Well, for those that missed your experience with the Washington State Zoo, with the zoo, Woodland Park Zoo, sorry, and you holding snakes, Here's a little montage set to Jake the Snake Roberts theme song. What kind of snake do we have here?
Here we have a corn snake. His name is Salem, and he is about 12 years old.
Oh my!
What's typically in their diet?
He loves adult mice.
Oh, that's his favorite. Just like you, Taryn.
Oh my gosh!
He's licking your phone, Steve. Smelling. Wait, smelling.
Exactly.
Because I learned this. They smell with their tongue.
Look at his little tongue. He's like,
I don't think I'm ready.
You're not ready yet?
I don't think I'm ready yet. Oh my god, he's so close to me.
That tongue is pretty amazing. Their tongue is forked, and it's letting their brain know where they need to go directionally.
So how are you feeling there, T-Dog?
I'm feeling very nervous. I think I've just blacked out a little bit. How do I hold him? Just with my hand?
Yeah, I'd say go with the hand. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh my god.
It's happening.
Just whatever you do, just don't drop him.
Okay. He's actually really nice.
He's very chill.
But when he starts looking at me, it freaks me out for a second.
I do like the parts where it gets like right up on your face and starts sticking its tongue out right at you.
We still talking about the snake?
Yes. Oh,
sorry.
Have you ever held a snake?
Not on purpose, no.
Neither has Taryn. What's the consensus? Are you now...
I mean, I'm frozen. I haven't moved in 7 minutes.
I mean, it's got its body wrapped around your wrist.
I think he likes me.
How's it feel?
He's heavy.
Doing great. So
he just kissed my neck.
He did.
He's romantic.
How's Brad going to feel
so
about
sweet.
This?
I would not say I'm a snake person yet, but I'm definitely... I'm making baby steps toward being... okay with snakes.
Over under. Before the end of 2025, they have a snake in their house.
Zero chance.
Really?
Yeah. I see it in her eyes. She doesn't like it.
Oh, man.
Well, Brad, because my husband had one when he was a little boy, he's like, we should get him a snake. And I'm like, who is this we? Do you have a mouse in your pocket?
Well, now I know what to get Barrett for Christmas.
Hell no.
The Daily Mix Show.
How well do you think you know rock music? And more specifically, epic rock music duets. If you are a huge fan of rock, call in now because we would love to put you to the test. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Ozzy Osbourne has one big wish, and that wish is to do a duet with Paul McCartney.
I believe that because I know he wears his, even though he's a heavy metal guy, you can hear the Beatles influence in so many of Ozzy's songs to the point where he even wears like the John Lennon sunglasses.
Oh, totally. He said he's been a massive Beatles fan for pretty much his whole life. And he was doing, kind of sharing this wish on his Ozzy Speaks show and talking about how starstruck he was that time that he met Paul McCartney back in 2001.
I found the audio and the video of that, which I have never seen. And it's pretty, it's crazy that it took until 2001 for them to meet. But here, you could tell Ozzy is starstruck. It's like a fan talking to Ozzy about how important Ozzy was to him. It's sure. pretty cool to hear.
To the bassline. Oh, God, no. You're not letting him in.
Also, I love that Paul McCartney's completely trolling Ozzy Osbourne on the first time they're ever meeting, and this is like his idol.
Oh, bloody hell. Hello, darling.
How you doing?
All right, lovely, yeah.
Great. It's great to meet you, man. It's been a lifetime ambition of mine. You guys made me start music, you know.
And then he kicked him out of the room. No, they talked for a couple more minutes, got a picture, and then it was Paul's on another level.
Oh my gosh, for sure. It's like being blessed by the Pope meeting him.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool though for Ozzy.
Well, you know, that would be a very strange duet, Ozzy and Paul McCartney. But there have been some very strange duets in rock history, Steve Miggs.
And we found a few of them. We figured we'd put the Rockaholics to the test. If they can figure out, I think it's easy to figure out the rock star singing on the song, but is it... How hard will it be to figure out the person singing with them, which typically in these instances are not rock stars. They're in the world of music. They're just not in the rock world.
Well, April in Puyallup is a rock aficionado. Good morning, April. We're going to put you to the test and see if you can name the other artist on the duet.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. This one I feel like is going to be super easy, but we'll start off with an easy one. And this one features the Sweet Sounds of Aerosmith. Are you ready to figure out who they're duetting with?
Yes.
Run DMC, yeah. Walk This Way. I mean, a lot of people would say that this is the song that kind of got the rap rock collabs going.
100%.
And also, I mean, we talk about how it became like the kind of like it started off rap rock for a lot of people, but I also feel like that's also what revitalized Aerosmith's career because they were like becoming like a B player in the world of rock music. Like they weren't selling out arenas, they weren't selling a lot of records, and then all of a sudden that collaboration happened and people were like,
whole new audience.
Oh crap, let's check out this Aerosmith band again.
Yeah.
All right, let's give you one that's a little bit harder. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, this one does feature the rock band Metallica. Do you think you know who's doing the la 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 part?
I am not sure.
Taryn?
I know. I can't think of it right now. I'm having a complete brain fart.
A 60s rock or a 60s music icon?
I don't remember.
Marianne Faithfull.
Oh.
I don't even know who that is.
That's okay. Yeah, neither does Danny.
Well, thank you for playing along, April. We've also got Chrissy from Bonnie Lake who would like to play the game. Good morning, Chrissy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. This one is going to be tough. I think you'll be able to, you'll know the rock star. It's Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder, and he's doing a performance and he's singing the song Redemption Song by Bob Marley. And the person he's doing the duet with, I'm curious to see if you can figure it out. Are you ready, Chrissy?
Ooh, let's give it a try. Emancipate
yourself from okay, that's Eddie, of course. Can free our minds. Have no
Okay,
here comes the duet.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look?
Taryn, you think you got it?
I think I might have.
Chrissy, what are you thinking?
Oh, man. It's like, nope, I'm going blank. I can see like Melissa Etheridge or someone along those lines.
You are way off. Chrissy, you are so far off. Think pop music. A pop artist that decided to try country music too.
Ooh.
Pissed off all of the country fans.
Not a country fan.
Taryn?
I got it. It's Beyonce.
It's Beyonce. How weird is that?
It actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, they sound good together.
I thought they did too. I'd listen to that one more time.
Ever. Well, yeah, because Eddie's on it. I'd listen to it at least one more time.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? And maybe with the help of the cheat sheet, you could do that. We played it yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room. Three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.